stand in need of your prayers this morning. I don't plan to take too much time, but I do want to see a couple of verses in Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14, especially at starting around verse 22, we see that this is after this great miracle of feeding the 5,000 men and women and children. There's more than 5,000, but that's not the point. This is after a great miracle here. The Lord has told his disciples to get into a ship. He constrains them to get into a ship to go to the other side. That's very important right there, to go to the other side. But as we see, as we further on in here, verse 23, when he had sent the multitude away, he went up apart, and in the evening to come, he was there alone. Oftentimes, we see the Lord being alone. There's a lot of times that he spent alone. And that should bring us to our mind that the work that he came to do, he had to do it alone. Amen. He didn't need my help. He doesn't need my help today. Amen. It was his work and his work alone. Amen. But anyway, he finally, there he was alone. Verse 24, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. Walking on the very thing that they were scared of. Walking upon it. Treading upon it, if you will. Verse 26, and when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "Is it a spirit? It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." I'm going to stop there for just a few minutes. But when he saw the wind boisterous, when he took his eyes off of the Lord, amen, when he started to let other things in and bother him, when he took his eyes off of the very one who was walking on what he was afraid of. And he said, "Lord, bid me come." And he said, "Come to me." Lord said, "Come to me." And Peter was walking on the water with him. Walking on the water. Do you believe that? Really? Yes. Walking on the water. But then we see he's taking his eyes off of the Lord and allowing these other things to bother him. And what happened then? And he says, beginning to sink. And if you've ever been in the water, have ever been swimming, you know, as soon as you put your foot on it, you go right down. So I don't think this was a real slow sink or whatever. I don't know, I wasn't there. But he began to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Verse 31, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. And said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" How oftentimes do we take our eyes off of the prize, if you will? You know, what we came to you, last weekend, was we needed to observe and to do all that is in his word. Hearken unto it. If it tells us to do something, we need to do it. We need to be keeping our focus, keeping our mind and hearts on them. Again, keeping our eyes on the prize. Because, brothers and sisters, we can't go at it alone. That's one of the worst things that we could do in our life, is try to go it alone. Amen. I made that point about the Lord. He had to do it alone. It was his work, not mine. But, brethren, he is God. He is the Savior. He can handle it. And he did handle it. He came and he completed the work and he finished it. We sang that song, "It is finished." Right. Thanks God. Thanks be unto God, it is finished. But brethren, we don't need to be alone. And we're never alone, are we? The Lord will never leave us nor forsake us. So why would we take our eyes off Him? Why would we try to go it alone? Go at it at our own strength. Because if we do, that's when we're going to have problems. Like in Peter's case, as soon as he saw the winds. Now the wind didn't cease when Peter stepped on the water. The winds were still blowing. The waves were still crashing. Everything was still bad to our standpoint. But when did he start to sink? When he took his eyes off the Lord. Now if we'd have kept reading, we'd have known that as soon as the Lord came onto the ship, that's when the sea calmed. See, the troubles didn't stop. The troubles were still there. But as long as he had his eyes on the Lord, as long as his focus was on Him, it didn't bother him. It didn't affect him as much, or any, if any. Let that be a lesson to us in our lives when storms arise, when things come to trouble us. We need to flee to the cross, keeping our eyes on Him and reading and searching after His word. May the Lord bless you.